WKIS time now is 11:49, 11 minutes before 12 o'clock on today's Gene Burns program, and that brings these proceedings to a close. I was saying to someone earlier today, saying goodbye to Orlando over the last few weeks and days after being here for 14 years is not unlike the first time I sat and listened to the opera Aida. I thought the opera was over after Act 3. Little did I know there were two more acts to go. And that's sort of been the way it has been for the last couple of weeks as I have gotten ready to leave town. I'll be going to Boston on Saturday, and I'll turn right around next weekend and come back again to do the dining show from the French Pavilion at Epcot Center on the 2nd of March, and then I'll be back again on the 16th of March for another dining program. And in the first part of March, you'll begin hearing daily commentaries in the morning and the afternoon on the Gene Burns program, and I hope you will tune in for those. And we are working very hard on the whole concept of the Best of Burns in Boston. We hope to be able to put that together as well for you. So please stay tuned for that. It's very difficult to bring 14 years in one place to a close, particularly in a business where it is more usual for persons to move every couple of years than it is to stay around for 14 years. I must say that this last broadcast is somewhat like the end of a love affair. And love affairs are not always just waltzing together in three-quarter time, but they also have their highs and their lows, and we've had our highs and lows on this broadcast. No doubt over the last 14 years I've given offense to some of you, and I apologize for that. It was not intentional or ad hominem. I get very passionate in the discussion of the issues, and occasionally it might appear as if I'm attacking you personally, which I try not to do, or at least I try not to do now. I probably did more of that when I first came to town in March of 1971. Being in Orlando has been a great experience, and I now call Orlando home. I own a business here, and the more chocolate you eat, the more chance there is that I'll be back again. And I'll own a home here. So in any event, no matter what happens in Boston or whatever happens after Boston, at some point in the very near future, within the next 5 to 10 years, I'll be back home again to Orlando to remain here. I have developed the finest friends I've ever had in my entire life here in Orlando, and some of the best-honed enemies as well. I've come to the fullness of life in this community and to understand it and to mature both personally and professionally. I was thinking about a talk show earlier today, and I decided that a talk show, if only the moderator participated, would be like a wagon without wheels. It would go nowhere. A talk show host, no matter how well he or she may or may not do his or her job, is really not much unless the talk show host has the kind of participation with which I've been blessed from the very first day, March the 8th, 1971, until the very last day, February the 22nd, 1985. And for that, I thank you. Everybody talks graciously about my experiences in Orlando. The Orlando Sentinel's editorial this morning was personally very pleasing to me. The comments made by folks, you and others, my professional colleagues at two meetings yesterday, the Press Club and Sigma Delta Chi, all very gratifying. But you are the real stars of the Gene Burns program, and you always have been. Without you, there wouldn't have been a program. Without your curiosity and participation, the program would not possibly have succeeded as well as it did. And we've succeeded fairly well, we have to say, in all humility. I'll miss you a great deal, and I'll see you from time to time. And I hope that if any of you get to Boston, you'll give us a call at WRKO. And if you happen to be in the area, why don't you participate by calling the radio station? Why go? It's the thing to do. It's the professional thing to do. It's best for my career. And you should have someone else with which to argue and on whom to practice your talents as talk show persons. When I left to go to Philadelphia in 1981, I ended my last broadcast with a song done by the great jazz artist Nina Simone called My Way. I've chosen to end this last broadcast today with a song also. Taken from the Broadway play La Cage aux Folles, it is the song The Best of Times. Because I'm convinced of what they say in this song, and I'm certain that what they say in this song is absolutely accurate. The best of times is now, and will always be the best of time. And I wish you the best of times in the future, and I hope in the future to be a part of those best of times. Goodbye, and thanks for a great experience.
Who knows? So hold this moment fast. can love as hard as you know how, and make this moment last, because the best of times is now, is now, is now.
It is 11:59, 1 minute before noon on WKIS in Orlando. Dr. Marilyn Mason is yours from noon to two this afternoon on Practical Psychology. And Clive Thomas returns after a lengthy illness, about with the flu, from 2 to 4:30 this afternoon with the Clive Thomas program. So stay tuned for Dr. Marilyn Mason, noon to two, and Clive Thomas from 2 to 4:30 here on WKIS. At 11:59, here's the latest News Talk 74 information update.
76 degrees, partly to mostly cloudy skies in Orlando. I'm Joe Finger with a News Talk 74 information update. The standoff continues in East Orange County, where an armed man holed up in a house continues to hold lawmen at bay. A live report coming up shortly. Brush fires are causing major problems once again in southwest Florida. The windy conditions expected this afternoon could compound the danger. At this point, 250 people have been evacuated from their homes. Details on these stories, plus a look at the weather, follow NBC News as the News Talk 74 information update continues. It's 12 o'clock. This is WKIS, News Talk 74 Orlando, first in radio news and the flagship station of the Orlando Renegade.